Premonitions. Sometimes people experience things which cannot be explained. Take the trip of the Titanic, for example. There were a few people who decided not to take the trip. Did they have some premonition that the trip would be dangerous or deadly, or did business or personal problems prevent them from getting aboard? Some people said they had a dream the Titanic would sink. One of the ship's firemen had produced a document verifying his identity. When the Titanic sank, the man's family began to grieve. That was until he walked through the door one day. It turned out his identification had been stolen and used by someone else to become a member of the crew. Some very famous people booked passage on the Titanic. It is said that at the last possible moment, the famous J.P. Morgan cancelled his passage. Because of this cancellation, a conspiracy theory was born on the internet, and it stated J.P. Morgan might have sunk the Titanic to get rid of some of the famous people on it. This just goes to show you how crazy some of these conspiracy theories can be. A more interesting question is, why did J.P. Morgan cancel? Somebody in Mr. George W. Vanderbilt's family convinced him and his wife Edith not to sail on a new ship. They were told too many things could go wrong. Did this person have a premonition about what was going to happen, or they just very cautious? What about divine intervention? Could it be a possibility? The Reverend Henry S. Nesbitt was all set to travel on the Titanic with his wife and five children. At the very last minute, the family received word the wife's father was ill, so they had to cancel the trip. When they received this word, they had to move up the date of their trip, so they took a different ship. A Canadian woman had a ticket for the flight from the Ukraine aboard a Ukraine International Airlines Boeing 737. As she thought about the flight, she had a premonition bad things were going to happen if she took the trip, so she called her husband. Her husband told her she had nothing to worry about and to get on a plane. The plane crashed and 175 people lost their lives, including the woman. Why did she suddenly feel this way about the flight? The poor husband might never recover from telling her she had nothing to worry about and to get on the plane. In 1979, a man had a dream about a terrible airline disaster, and he told a few people about it. It wasn't specific as to which airline might be in trouble, but he believed the disaster would be horrific. He had the same nightmare for 10 nights in a row. He just couldn't shake what he felt. On May 25, 1979, a horrific disaster did occur. American Airlines Flight 191 crashed a few minutes after taking off from O'Hare Airport in Chicago. One of the engines actually fell off the plane, causing so much damage the pilot could no longer control it. The plane crashed into the ground and 272 people who were aboard died. The man had reported his dream to both the FAA and American Airlines, but even if they believed them, there would have been nothing they could do. Just about everybody in this country knows the story of Charles Manson and his crew killing Sharon Tate. It is said she had a very disturbing vision in 1966 and a horrible sense of foreboding. That night when she tried to sleep, she saw a man enter her bedroom, according to an account. It turned out the man was Paul Byrne, who had committed suicide years ago. She ran out of the room and ran downstairs only to see another phantom with its throat cut. It is said she then poured herself a drink and decided to try and go back upstairs, but again ran into the phantom with his throat cut and later the apparition of Mr. Byrne. Over the years, Sharon Tate began to believe the victim with its throat cut was her. 3 years later, she was killed by Manson and his cult. Do people under certain circumstances have the ability to predict a future event? There are a few scientists who believe we have the ability, but in many of us it is buried so deeply we can never access it. They also believe a few of us somehow know when certain decisions made in the future can endanger them. There was a woman named Reeva Steenkamp who lived in South Africa, and was a model, and unfortunately for her, she was shot to death by her boyfriend. The boyfriend claimed he shot her by mistake while she was in the bathroom. He claimed he thought a burglar was in the bathroom and his girlfriend was in the bedroom. After their daughter had been dead for a few months, her parents revealed a drawing Reeva had made when she was 14 years old. It showed her as an angel with a very scared look on her face, and a man in the background with a gun. Had she had a premonition at 14 years old she was going to be shot and killed? One man named Barrett Naylor worked at the World Trade Center. The center had been attacked in 1993 and destroyed in 2001. In 1993 Naylor was on his way to work heading toward the World Trade Center. As he got near the building, he felt a terrible sense of foreboding and turned around and went home. The building was attacked that morning. In 2001 he was again heading to work at the World Trade Center. He got as far as Grand Central Station and felt a terrible sense of foreboding and again turned back, and that is when the center was destroyed. How does one ignore the fact the man had premonitions both times and was correct? It seems something was definitely going on. A terrible disaster occurred in Kansas City, Missouri at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. On July 17, 1981, the Sternecker's staying at the hotel. Jean Sternecker was sitting in a restaurant in the hotel with her husband when she heard a voice telling her to run. The two of them took off running, only a few feet ahead of the walkway as it rained down where they had been sitting. 111 people died from that accident and 180 were injured. I don't know how anybody else feels about premonitions, and I do know many of them do not come true, but there are some cases which just cannot be explained.